to go over here. I had my guitar in my lap, and he said, all right, begin. And so I started. He said, that's it now. He said, pluck it more lovingly. More lovingly. And I said, all right. He said, you keep playing. I have to go to the bathroom. I'll be right back. I said, okay. So he left the room, and I thought, man, I'm down. When he left the room, I got down on one knee, and I really picked that thing. I said, Segovia came running back in. He said, what? What are you doing? I said, I'm sorry. There we are. He said, what were you? I said, nothing. Here we go. Yeah, thanks. He said, oh, that's much better. Just then his secretary came around the corner and said, Mr. Segovia, phone call in the hallway. He said, oh, for crying out loud. He said, I'll be right back. I said, okay. Come right back. Yeah. Someone said, hey, Andrew's coming. I said, he said, what was that noise? I said, nothing. Look, I'm just playing. Right, here we go. In the little town where I was born. Mrs. Segovia said, my dentures are getting loose. I'll be right back. I said, okay, take your time. I'll just be playing here. I mean, I had smoke coming out of that thing. Whoa! I was on one knee, just... so into it there that I forgot all about my lesson. Andre Segovia came running into the room, looked at my smoking guitar, grabbed his chest and went, and passed out right there on the table. I smiled and waved at my parents who were in the audience. I said, you see, Ma, I told him that chord progression would knock him out.